I once imagined that there may be carp scientists living among the fish. They would, I thought, laugh at any fish who proposed that a parallel world could exist just above the lilies. To a carp scientist, the only things that were real were what the fish could see or touch. The pond was everything. An unseen world beyond the pond made no scientific sense. Once I was caught in a rainstorm. I noticed that the pond surface was bombarded by thousands of tiny raindrops. The pond surface became turbulent, and the water lilies were being pushed in all directions by water waves. Taking shelter from the wind and the rain, I wondered how all this appeared to the carp. To them, the water lilies would appear to be moving around by themselves without anything pushing them. Since the water they lived in would appear invisible, much like the air and space around us, they would be baffled that the water lilies could move around by themselves. Their scientists, I imagined, would make up a clever invention called a force in order to hide their ignorance. Unable to comprehend that there could be waves on the unseen surface, they would conclude that lilies could move without being touched because a mysterious invisible entity called a force acted between them. They might give this illusion impressive, lofty names, such as action at a distance, or the ability of the lilies to move without anything touching them.